Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, word nerds. I hope you're having a lovely day. This episode is going to be wonderful. I don't know why, I'm just saying that. Okay, the first word is bows. B-O-W-S-E. We are at the end of page 147. This is a verb from 1593. We have one transitive definition and one intransitive definition. So first is transitive, to haul by means of a tackle. And then intransitive, to bows something. Whatever that means. Next we have bow shock. Two words. Noun from 1950. The shockwave formed by the collision of a stellar wind with another medium as the magnetosphere of a planet. That sounds interesting. The shockwave formed by the collision of us. So the wind, the stellar wind from one medium to the other medium creates a shockwave. Just like gravity waves, is that what they're called? Where like the two black holes collide and then it creates this gravity wave throughout the universe. Science is crazy. The universe is crazy. Okay, next is bowsprit. One word. It is usually British, it looks like. Noun from the 13th century. A large spar projecting forward from the stem of a ship. This is from Middle English, bowsprit. Probably from the Middle Lower Jatin. What did I just say? Middle Lower. I saw the L, which is lower, but I also saw in my head Latin, but it's not Latin, it's German. So I think I said Middle Lower Latin. It's Middle Lower German. That word is Buchsprit from Buch. I don't know how to pronounce that, which means bow, plus Sprit, which means pole. So there's that. Next is bowstring, noun from the 14th century, a waxed or sized cord containing the ends of a shooting bow. Next is bowstring hemp, two words, noun from circa 1858, any of various Asian and African Sansevierius, that's the end of that part. Also, it's tough leaf fiber used especially in cordage. All right, any of various Asian and African Sansevierias. I think that's how it's pronounced. Give or take. Sansevierias. And the I is so close to the G in bowstring that it was hard to tell if it was an L or an I, which is partly why I had so much trouble. Sansevierias. All right. Next is bowtie, two words, noun from 1897. One, a short necktie tied in a bow knot. Two, something, as pasta, resembling a bowtie in shape. There are so many different kinds of pasta shapes out there. It's crazy. There's part of me that feels like, what's the point? Why are they different shapes? But I think there are some, like if I'm remembering correctly, is it fusilli? Which is just a great word anyway. But I think it's fusilli, which is the one that's like a spiral. And the thing about that one, I think it has more surface area, so you can get more pasta sauce or whatever your sauce is on the actual piece of pasta, which that's good. I like that. But in general, it's just like, it's just a shape. Who cares, really? Let's see. Where were we? We just said bow tie. Now we are on bow window. Two words. Noun from 1679, a usually curved bay window. Next is bow wow. One word, noun from 1576. One, the bark of a dog. Also, the synonym dog. Number two, noisy clamor. Three, arrogant, dogmatic manner. Next is boyer, B-O-W-Y-E-R, noun from the 14th century, a maker of shooting bows. Next is the word box. We have how many? I think we have six forms of box. They will all be in this episode, so this is the last word of the episode. First form, it's spelled B-O-X, but you know that, right? Noun from before the 12th century. An evergreen shrub or small tree with opposite entire leaves and capsular fruits, especially a widely cultivated shrub used for hedges, borders, and topiary figures. So the genus name is Buxus or Buxus of the family Buxaceae. Buxaceae. Buxaceae? I don't know. Someone write in and tell me how to pronounce that. Buxaceae. And that is the box family. And then that widely cultivated shrub, the scientific name for that one, I think, is Buxus sempervirens. Sempervirens. Okay. Second form of box. Is there any interesting etymology? Okay. It's from from Latin buxus, which is from the Greek word pyxos, P-Y-X-O-S. Second form of box. It is a noun from before the 12th century. One, a rigid, typically rectangular container with or without a cover, as in a cigar box. And then we have as 1A, an open cargo container of a vehicle. 1B, synonym is coffin. 2, the contents of a box, especially as a measure of quantity. 3, a box or box-like container and its contents, as 3A, which is British, a gift in a box. 3B, an automobile transmission. 3C, the synonym is television. 3D, a signaling apparatus, as in alarm box. 3E, a usually self-contained piece of electronic equipment. 3F, synonym is boombox. I should have told you there's a bunch of definitions for this form. Number 4, an often small space, compartment, or enclosure, as 4A, an enclosed group of seats for spectators, as in a theater or stadium. I was once in a box at the White Sox Stadium. I know it as Comiskey Park. Am I wrong? I honestly don't follow this stuff as closely as I should be. I think they've renamed it. But to me, it was a Comiskey Park. I only went there once, and I was with some people who, you know, they had some money, I'm not going to lie, and they had some connections. So I got to go watch a game in one of the boxes up there where, like, food and drinks were provided, and that was fun. All right, next we have 4B, a driver's seat on a carriage or coach. 4C, a cell for holding mail. 4D is British. Synonym is box stall. 4E, synonym is penalty box. It came out as penalty box. And all of those lovely P plosive sounds are hitting the microphone, and it's probably really irritating to some of you audio people. Now we have number 5, a usually rectangular space that is frequently outlined or demarcated on a surface, as 5A, any of six spaces on a baseball diamond where the batter, coaches, pitcher, and catcher stand. 5B, a space on a page for printed matter or in which to make a mark. Number 6, synonyms are predicament and fix. Number 7, a cubical building. 8, the limitations of conventionality, as in trying to think outside the box. Oh, that's a thing that I need to think about more. Because sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. I'd like to think that this podcast was a bit thinking outside the box. But, you know, I don't focus on it. It just sort of happens, but it doesn't happen as often as I'd like it to be. So I think I need to think more on thinking outside the box? Or is that not necessary? I don't know. Is it? Am I trying too hard? Maybe. Boxful is a noun, and box-like is an adjective. All right, these last four forms of box are not as long. Third form, a transitive verb from the 15th century. One, to enclose in or as if in a box. Two, to hem in, hemming like sewing, as in an opponent, as an opponent. Maybe they don't mean sewing in that one. Excuse me, I had some burping. That one is usually used with the words in, out, or up, as in boxed out the tackle. Yeah, I don't think that's sewing at all. Now we have the fourth form of box, noun from the 14th century, a punch or slap, especially on the ear. That would hurt. Fifth form of box, verb from 1519, first is transitive. One, to hit, as the ears, with the hand. Well, why do they call that a box? Is that like if you hit them at the same time, you're like creating a box around their head with your hands, which actually is not a box whatsoever? But that's obviously how we got the word boxing. But like what? Why? Who called that a box? That seems weird to me. Okay, number two, to engage in boxing with. And then intransitive says to fight with the fists. Also, it says engage in boxing. And then the last word is the same word for this episode. It is box, the sixth form. I think we are just transitive on this one. Transitive verb from 1713. To name the 32 points of the compass in their order. Okay, that is used figuratively in the phrase box the compass to describe making a complete reversal. This is a highly specific definition for this word box, and it gets its whole own form. Okay, this is from probably from the Spanish bojar, which means to circumnavigate, and that is from the Catalan word vogir, V-O-G-I-R, which means to turn, from the Latin volvere, which means to roll, and there's more at the word voluble. All right. If you're naming the 32 points of the compass, you're just going in order, you know, north, north, northeast, northeast, north, east, east, whatever. You're just going through them, so you're just making a turn all the way around. Okay. Well, that was it. So we had bows, bowshock, bowsprit, bowstring, bowstring hemp, bowtie, bow window, bow wow, boyer, box, 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 box. What do I want to pick? What would be a good one? Where was that one? I don't really remember where it was, and that's okay. Maybe it was in the last episode. I will pick bow wow as the word of the episode, because that's a fun word. All right, that's it for today. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.